Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. It is midday on a Sunday, a college football playoff selection Sunday, and breaking news as the Alabama Crimson Tide has been left out of the inaugural 12-team college football playoff field. Instead, SMU and the ACC into the big tournament with two teams, not one team. One bid league gets two teams. That's the big news from today's reveal. Big winners on Sunday. I think the Big Ten especially, too. I don't know if there was more of a discrepancy in terms of what the committee was looking for than SMU getting in over Alabama after a week ago. Miami's resume wasn't good enough to stay ranked ahead of Alabama. And I hear this, well, SMU doesn't need to be penalized for playing in a conference championship game. No, actually SMU had an opportunity for validation is what the ACC championship game was for SMU, because SMU had worse than a bad resume. They didn't have a resume. I think it's better to have a bad resume because that means at least we have something to judge you on. SMU had no resume going into Saturday night in Charlotte. So that was an opportunity to validate itself. And it came up short. Was it a hell of a fourth quarter finish? Yes, it was. Absolutely. Credit SMU with that. But at the end of the day, SMU doesn't really have a resume of any kind. Didn't stop the committee, though, from putting the Mustangs in as an 11 seed. So you get SMU Notre Dame in a first round matchup, which kind of smells like a Sun Bowl from maybe the 80s or something, right? Alabama, I think, saw SMU out there in the 80s in El Paso instead of a classic matchup. Well, I guess it's Penn State SMU, my bad. Still, the point remains, you had a classic matchup, the potential for it with Alabama-Penn State from State College. Last time Alabama went up there, 2011, as we recall, that was Joe Paterno's last loss as Penn State head coach. But you're going to have SMU at Penn State. And then the seeding and how it played out. And from a SEC perspective, Greg Sankey has to be absolutely fuming right now. Not just because, you know, he looks at the Big Ten and thinks, wow, they got four teams in, and let's look at some of those resumes. Other than Oregon, the three other Big Ten teams that got in, what the hell are those resumes? What do those look like? And okay, if you put them in, how the hell is Penn State hosting? What has Penn State done this entire season? One nothing. The biggest games they had, Ohio State at home, loss, and then lose last night in the Big Ten championship game. So, Greg Sankey, interested to hear what comes from him here, because I know it's coming. If it isn't already out there, maybe you guys and gals that are jumping on here in the live chat. By the way, you were jumping on fast and furious. Little Joe C, good to see you. Jack, good to see you. JM12 Green, good to see you guys and gals in the show chat. If you'd like to jump in, we are wide open as we're live here on the Ryer on YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to our channel as of yet, we certainly hope you'll go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell as well. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops here on Ryer on YouTube. And we always appreciate a thumbs up. Now, a couple things can be true. I tweeted this earlier. Alabama takes ownership in a good bit of this, if not more than half of it. Because if you're Alabama and you had three games between Vandy, Tennessee, and Oklahoma, where if you win one of those games, you're safe as kittens in this college football playoff, and you didn't get the job done. End of the day, you're a 9-3 team. You left the door open, especially with the pitiful performance in Norman. Late. Timing is big, too. So you kind of handed the CFP the hammer and hoped maybe they wouldn't use it. And ultimately, the CFP did, because SMU gave that committee just enough of a reason probably Saturday night. A good try acknowledgement. Apparently that's part of the evaluation process now with the college football playoff. Didn't win any games of note, but hey, good try. Had a really good try at home against BYU. Couldn't get the job done. And then a good try and a nice comeback late against a three-loss Clemson team. So, boy, if you're Greg Sankey, kind of a surprise, and I'm sure the SEC may have tried to do this. I'm just surprised the SEC didn't have it written in the damn deal for the 12 team that we're getting four, and y'all can figure out the rest. And the same for the Big Ten. Now, maybe it's a handshake, shake and a wink type situation, but I can almost guarantee you this. And part of this too, for me, goes back to in 2 years, we're going to be at 14 or probably more likely 16 teams in 2026. So the committee is like, well, we can put them in, you know, we can put SMU in knowing that in 2 years, this thing's going to be at 16 and this won't be a situation anymore, but who knows? But I'm not taking any chances if I'm Greg Sankey, because my league just got screwed, in my opinion. The committee basically just told my league that SMU is the fourth best team if it were in the SEC. And I'm not just talking about it from an Alabama perspective. You're telling me that SMU in the SEC would be the fourth team ahead of Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina? Come on. With that schedule? Yeah. With an SEC schedule? There's no way. There's no way that happens. But again, Alabama has to take some ownership. Ole Miss has to take some ownership. There were just absolutely dreadful losses, especially for those two teams. I mean, you look at Ole Miss and think about losing at home to Kentucky. Kentucky, a 4-8 team. You know, that's one of those sort of unforgivable sins that you can't a lot of times kind of overcome. I had to listen, full disclosure here, I had to turn off the show after I heard Nick Saban talk. Nick pretty much told you, right, in the first 5 minutes today that Alabama was out. I mean, you could just tell that Nick already knew. And I know Reese comes in and tries to save it. Now, this is to make it clear. None of us know. We're unaware of the actual reveal. But I thought Nick, after I heard Nick, and then they throw it back to the panel, and man, a couple of those voices on that panel, I just can't. I can't hang in there with them. So it becomes a Twitter follow for me, this reveal, pretty much on an annual basis. Same thing for the NCAA tournament. But look, hey, good for SMU. You worked the system, Mustangs. Good for Rhett Lashley. Great for the ACC. You know, basically had a two-game schedule, lost them both, and you're in the college football playoff. You got the ACC with two teams. You're thrilled about that. Boy, ESPN's jacked, aren't they? And also this top four seeds for Arizona State and Boise State. That right there, and that tells you this system can't sustain. And I think they know it's not going to sustain. So they're letting it ride for this year or two. But I don't think in the not too distant future, you're going to hear Greg Sankey go public with how this thing is going to work if it's going to include SEC involvement beyond the next 2 years. I think that's what we're going to get. I think it might have been subtly done, although Greg is pretty blunt and frank and to the point a lot of times. I think he might have been a little more subtle about it had even Tennessee gotten a home game, you know. And maybe it didn't look as Big Ten friendly as it looks as far as first round home playoff games. You know, Ohio State playing at home. And what the hell have they done this year? I guess they beat Indiana at home. Is that pretty much it for Ohio State? Yeah. And, you know, I go back to the point, and I know I'm going to get into you, JM12 Green here in the comments. The SEC should have had six teams in if we're looking at the 12 best teams, Ole Miss and South Carolina. I can't argue with that. But look, the big winners, the Big Ten and the ACC, that was your winners today. Because the Big Ten beyond Oregon has three teams that we can get into the resume situation about. Yeah, they're 10-2 teams. And Indiana kind of answers that with 11 wins, although that schedule was not much. But I think the SEC and its members have learned, you know what? Screw all the grief about, oh, here comes the FCS opponents for the SEC playing those Southern Conference teams again. You know what? Play two. Go ahead and schedule a couple while you're at it. Don't go to Florida State to open the 2025 season if you're Alabama. You know, bring in UTC. You know, play Southern Conference teams, if that's essentially the way the committee's going to look at it. The problem with that is the committee changes, so you never really know exactly what the committee is looking for. So there were warning signs, though, early in this process that it might not be the most rational gathering of folks. And that's to put it kindly. Little Joe C here chiming in too, says Nick Saban just said, don't be surprised if the SEC starts canceling games, that this is how they are going to do things. Yeah. Point we just talked about. And you know, Nick has been a longtime proponent of 9 conference games. Why would you play 9 conference games at this point? Obviously the TV money, that comes into play, and that ESPN wants you to play these non-conference matchups. But you know what? ESPN wanted, I'm sure, a 4th SEC team in this tournament with an emphasis on Alabama in an opening round game at Penn State. And look, I'm not doing this to beat up on SMU because I don't think much of Penn State or Ohio State. It's not that SMU couldn't go to Penn State in the first round and win. Maybe they will. Maybe that'll finally be the validation win for SMU this season. Because it hasn't happened as of yet for SMU. Zane Lee checking in here in the comments says the auto bids have to go. I think those will be going too. And especially auto bids. Auto bids where you've got teams like Boise State and Arizona State as top four seeds in a legitimate national tournament. Come on. Oh, wow. Pretty amazing. And I know this is an Alabama show. I get all that. But this isn't even just about Alabama. What it goes back to for me, again, as I said earlier, is that in what we got today, you're telling me not just SMU because of the auto bids, the feel-good bids, and I think the ACC needs to really enjoy this day. Now, maybe the ACC gets back to Clemson being old Clemson, because that wasn't 2018 Clemson last night. I mean, this Clemson ain't much. They basically went to sleep in the second half of that game last night. You got to have a 56-yard field goal to get out of there. But just the auto bids and the seeding, it's amazing. It's shocking. I mean, even though we had heard about this format, right, to actually see it come to fruition like it did with Boise and Arizona State as top four seeds. Oh, wow. Brian DeLoach chimes in here. Rather than canceling non-con games, maybe just move to the ACC. Win against mediocrity and you're in. Hey, Brian, you may be on to something. Everybody's been talking about ACC teams coming to the SEC. Hell, if I'm Florida State today, I'm like, I'm never moving. Why would I go to the SEC? We can fake it till we make it over here. Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's the thing. And, you know, Arizona State as a 4 seed is mind-blowing to me. Kenny Dillingham, give that guy credit. Young coach, good coach. Really significant turnaround out there in Tempe. So all the credit in the world to him and that team. That's a good football team, by the way, too. I mean, if you watched any of the Big 12 game on Saturday, yeah, it's Iowa State. But Arizona State, as a quality CFP candidate, did exactly what it was supposed to do. That's sort of the comp for me. Arizona State had the same type of opportunity that SMU had. Now, do I think Clemson's a better opponent than Iowa State? Probably, but not by a ton. Again, this Clemson team ain't much at all. But Arizona State did exactly what it needed to do. So whereas I think the 4 seed or the top 4 seed for Arizona State isn't what it should be, I don't really have a problem with Arizona State being in. Arizona State won its way in. Whereas SMU doesn't have a resume, you know, that I can see. That doesn't really, I don't know how you evaluate SMU in comparison. And so, yeah, I just think that, look, it's a rough one for the SEC. And again, Alabama has to take ownership in this whole thing. You know, and at the end of the day, you're 9-3 team that lost on the road to 2-6-6 team. So you got to eat some of this, if not a good bit of this. And if you're an Alabama fan, what you hope is that maybe this clarifies things even more for Kalen DeBoer and this new staff. That bottom line, end of the day, the expectation is in a 12-team world, especially, there really shouldn't be any question about your candidacy. And there wouldn't be if you could just take care of business between Vandy and OU. Just win one of those. And you're not putting yourself in this position. Again, I look at it more from the SEC getting hosed, because I think you could make a case for South Carolina, Ole Miss, just a fourth team from the SEC. I hear you. I hear you, folks. Keep it coming. Juan Deathstroll Rogers says there are no good games playing in this bracket. You'll get Texas and Georgia for a third time, unfortunately. You know, I feel like I need Texas and Georgia for a third time, given what else is out there. Oh, I know it's the sort of the dreaded triple rematch. But if you're ESPN right now, that might be one of the best games that you have in terms of a legit draw. I promise you if that game were to happen, I don't know exactly where it would happen in the bracket. I'm not looking at it right now. But it'll draw greater numbers than frickin' TCU Georgia in a national championship game a couple of years ago. That's my thought anyway. So there you go. Alabama out of the 2024-2025 college football playoff. Now what for the Alabama Crimson Tide? You start to learn your bowl fate. I'm guessing that's Orlando for Alabama in this scenario. You know, it kind of hurts that pecking order. You know, if you're South Carolina, your Ole Miss changes perhaps where you're headed as well, but also brings into play opt-outs, transfer portal opens tomorrow. So probably more stuff on the table, sit-outs for bowl games, how you go about that with your roster. If you're Kalen DeBoer, you got some guys that are beat up. You know, instead of trying to get guys ready to play in the next couple of weeks, you may just say, look, let's shut these guys down for the rest of the season. I mean, we're not in the college football playoff. Still, the expectation for Alabama anyway is to go to a bowl game and sort of suck it up and still go get a 10th win. That's another streak that's on the line. I know it's very secondary to everything else that's happened today, but you're still the Alabama football program. And the expectation is a minimum of 10 wins. So an opportunity, I guess, to go do that. What are your expectations now for this Alabama team moving forward? What do you think today signals for the Alabama program moving forward? Are you having major doubts about this program and its direction? You just put to bed a hell of a recruiting class. You know, you're going to be a very attractive destination in the transfer portal world, whichever direction you choose to go at those positions. I would think when we look at this Alabama team and thinking about the transfer portal on Monday, I mean, I'm thinking offensive tackle. If there's that kind of guy that's out there, I know within the league, we've seen some quality options already make their feelings known on the portal. They're going to be on the move at the offensive tackle position. So, you know, we'll see. It sort of reverts back now to your own roster if you're Kalen DeBoer and Courtney Morgan. And I know this assessment's been going on. I'm sure this last week post-Iron Bowl, without knowing exactly how this was going to play out, you went ahead and started to make some determinations about not just personnel, but from a standpoint of who's almost on the payroll, without a better way to put it. So you're budgeting, I guess you could say, as much as anything. Larry checking in here says, NIL means no teams will have five-star recruits on the bench. Well, yeah, Larry. That's kind of where we've been headed, especially after a year or two. And Alabama's got a couple that the last season or so we haven't seen a whole lot from. So those type of individuals will be a part of what we're talking about, I would think, in terms of evaluation from Alabama's end. And then also, you know, introspection that these players are going to have with an assist from family, mentors, advisors, agents. Entirely different college football world that we live in. Zane Lee chiming in here says, Ty Simpson show versus Illinois, I guess. That's, you know, I don't have any information on how that's going to go. I don't know, you know, what Jalen does in terms of if he's going to make the jump to the NFL. Does that include perhaps a sit out of postseason play? If it does, then yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. It could be a great opportunity for Ty Simpson. Seth asks here, does the SEC stop scheduling Power Four out of conference? No, because they're already scheduled. I mean, I guess you could go ahead and kind of opt out. But FSU isn't going to want to get out. As bad as FSU was this season, they still aren't going to want to get out of that money game, that money series with Alabama. You know, I don't think they are. Maybe they will. I mean, Norvell needs some help. It takes two to tango, I guess, Seth, is what I'm saying. Even if the SEC wants out of some of these deals, you know, you would think it needs to be mutual, although you can write a check. You can write a big check to get out of them. I don't think Alabama needs to go that route. Like I said, that isn't why Alabama's not in this 12-team playoff. Reason why Alabama's not in this 12-team playoff is that between three road games, Vandy, Tennessee, and Oklahoma, couldn't win one of them, you know? Kind of felt like going into the season, 10-2 was golden if you were an SEC team. Going into the season, you could look at this 12-team playoff and think, you know what? We win 10, we're in. And that's the way it played out. You know, it's the 9-3s they got left holding the bag. Ole Miss, South Carolina, Alabama. And so before the season, if you had told me Alabama's going to beat Georgia, Alabama's going to go on the road and beat LSU, I would have said, damn, they're 11-1. College football happens sometimes. Instead, they're 9-3, and they went 0-3 on that road run of Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Again, two things can be true. I think the committee got it wrong, putting SMU in over a fourth SEC team, not just speaking for Alabama. Give me Ole Miss or South Carolina, maybe even more South Carolina right now than any other SEC team. But you valued an SMU team that you overvalued all season. SMU was overvalued all season. At the end of the day, that sort of 15-16 matchup between Iowa State and Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game that you saw, that's exactly where SMU should have been all along. They should have been 14-18. Because to me, the committee, I understand you're evaluating the work as you get it. But I would think if I'm on a committee, I also want to kind of project a little bit. Okay, guys, gals, if we're putting SMU up here at 5, 6, 7, 8, based on their body of work to date, we need to kind of look at what's coming up that can validate that. What are their opportunities to validate where we've pushed them up so far based on little in the way of good work? No game against Miami, no game against, against Clemson until last night. Did SMU play even Georgia Tech? I mean, put 66 on TCU. That's nice. But if I'm on a committee and it's about midseason and we're kind of putting a team that was a G5 last year up around the top five with one loss against one top 25 team, I got to maybe hit slow the roll and think, you know what? We kind of got this thing tiered right now. And if we're being realistic about what we've seen and what we know this team has left on the table, they might be more in this tier with Arizona State and Iowa State. Because I'd take Arizona State over SMU right now. And I know, again, Arizona State should not be a top four seed, but I'm far more comfortable with Arizona State having earned its way in than did SMU. And again, Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina, they didn't do enough either. But if you're going to lay those teams out and those resumes out, and you hear people say, well, you know, what? The record was better. 11-2 versus 9-3. We all know. All records aren't the same. All leagues are not the same. All non-cons are not the same, for sure. But, hey, it's the ACC's day after such a ominous-looking offseason for the Atlantic Coast Conference. The ACC celebrating today. Big celebration. Probably going to be one and outs for their teams, but you know those checks are going to be good, and you're going to maintain some shred of relevance. If we're being honest right now, you know the Big 12 and the ACC are, you know, they're the dollar general power fours right now. And the Big 10, boy, just sitting over there with a little smirk on their face, knowing. They snuck in there with four while everybody raised hell about Alabama SMU or the SEC and SMU. There sits the Big Ten with one legitimate playoff team and three others who haven't really done anything, put anything on paper. Not only in the tournament to make it four for the Big Ten, but two are getting first round home playoff games in Ohio State and Penn State. Yeah. Yeah, great day. Great day for the Big Ten. You guys and gals got anything else for me? Have I ranted enough for you? Have you gotten it off of your chest? Let me see if there's anything else in here. I think that's it. We just wanted to jump on live. You know, we'll do it live right here on Ryder on YouTube. Sometimes we do it like that. We're going to have more coverage coming, obviously. I'll have Chase Goodbread on with the old Talking Tide coming up here in the next little bit. Brent Beard with Second Helping will be doing that as well. As part of my penance on this Sunday, I must now watch my Jacksonville Jaguars attempt to play National Football League football against those Tennessee Titans up in Nashville. But, hey. Still a beautiful day in the South. Make the most of it. Get outside. Yeah, I love the passion. We all are compassionate or passionate about this stuff. But get out and enjoy yourself a little bit, too, on this beautiful Sunday we've been blessed with. Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us right here on Ryer on YouTube for immediate reaction to the 2024-2025 College Football Playoff reveal. Again, we'll have so much more content coming here in the channel in the next coming days, and we certainly hope you will join us for that as well. Until next time, so long, everybody.